Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to the Early Childhood Coach with the Child Care Experience, a podcast about all things early childhood. Every Monday, we are discussing early childhood trends and topics, interviewing special guests, and of course, better ways to improve the early childhood profession. I am your host, Coach Rashawn Webb, and welcome to all my new listeners and my faithful listeners. Welcome to the show. We are glad that you are with us this morning. From all over the world, we salute you and we thank you. Today's topic is a great one. It is a great topic, one that I am so excited to share with you. We are interviewing on our show today for the first time, Miss Ann McKittrick. She is the CEO of Nurtured Noggins, where their slogan is trusted wisdom for everyday moms. With the way this world is shaping, moms need all the support that they can get. This support helps to shape the minds of those little babies. Ann is an early childhood specialist and a parent coach. She shares both wisdom and science with new parents, gleaned from her years of college teaching, training teachers, and parents. She helps moms expand their parenting checklist to include connections, self-understanding, and purpose. Without further ado, let's welcome Ann McKittrick to the show.
Thank you so much, Rashawn. I'm so happy to be here with you today.
Thank you. We are so happy to have you. So tell us, who is Ann McKittrick and what is Nurtured Noggins?
Okay, well, let me start with who is Ann McKittrick. You know, on a personal level, I am a wife and a mom to adult kids. Okay. I'm a grandparent, and I'm also a former foster parent. We fostered about five babies while our kids were in the like junior high, senior high years. And so that's where I am, who I am personally. Professionally, I'm an early childhood educator. I started my career as an infant teacher and moved into administration of programs. And most of my experience working in early childhood has been in college and university programs, kind of the demonstration schools or child care centers that care for student families.
Yes.
And so those are really great places to work because they model the very best in early childhood. So I had the opportunity to learn from really, really smart, wonderful teachers and just had great modeling from day one in my career.
Awesome.
Yeah, I got to teach child development. My favorite course I ever taught was called Prenatal and Infant Development. That was at University of Houston. And so I feel really especially equipped now to do this work with Nurtured Noggins. Also, I was children's pastor at our church for a number of years while we were raising our kids. And I'm also on the board for the Gulf Coast chapter of the Texas Association for the Education of Young Children. So
yay.
I get a lot of interface, you know, with people who work in the child care profession.
Right.
And you know, in training those teachers as well. I do some online training for teachers too.
Awesome. Awesome. And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned, you know, training teachers. You know, we're in a new time frame now where it's okay to teach parents and to coach them and to give them tips because we're working in the classroom and we are working with these young minds. And it allows us to get a glimpse scientifically into how they think, how they move and maneuver, which some parents aren't familiar with. They're not familiar with the jargons like you and I. And so, you know, just in looking at Nurtured Noggins and some of the tidbits of information that's on there, tell us, how can Nurtured Noggins be a help to families?
Well, I think that there's a lot of ways. The number one thing, I think that what you refer to is that, you know, one of the main things that parents used to say when they would come into my baby room, I had eight babies that, you know, of course, it wasn't just me by myself. There was myself and a couple other people caring for these babies. But parents would come in and they would just say, I don't know how you can do that. How can you?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know, mm-hmm. babies and take care of them all day long, every day. And so there's a lot to learn as you are with so many babies. You know, you just learn the developmental stages in such a way that it's really easy to identify. But for a parent, they don't have that broad ability to, they don't have broad knowledge of all of the kids. They just know they're one little child, and every little thing that comes up kind of becomes a question. Is this right? Is this normal? Is this typical baby?
Right.
And so Nurtured Noggins is a place where they can come and kind of try to figure that out. We offer courses for expectant and brand new parents. We have a YouTube channel with some videos. I call them Play School. And these are just short videos that share fun things that parents can do with their babies and toddlers that explains the developmental benefits of different types of play. You know, we do things with children pretty naturally. I mean, parents are very intuitive with their kids. They know, you know, how to play, and they do these things, and they're told all the time how to best interact with their child. For example, you know, we all know, and we're told from day one, be sure to read to your baby.
Yes.
But why? You know, like, what's happening when we read to a 3-month-old babe in our arms? You know, how in the world does this make any difference for their readiness for reading when they enter kindergarten?
Right.
And so Nurtured Noggins is able to answer those kinds of questions, you know, just kind of helping parents understand developmentally what's going on.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm thankful that, you know, as early childhood educators, parents look to us to say, how did you get my child to sit? Or how did you get him to go to the bathroom? Or, you know, I don't know how. And there's a way, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. Because I started when I was in the 11th grade. And I remember I came in, you know, stern and firm, like, you know, you're going to do what I say and blah, blah, blah. And I didn't realize that, you know, that's not how you get a child to do what you want. And so when you talk with parents, you know, they're already on a defense of, I don't know how to do this, and I'm coming to you because you know my child. Mm-hmm. And having to say it the right way where they don't, you know, take offense to what you're saying, because I've dealt with teachers, you know, that are like, well, no, it's the parents, this and that. And I was like, well, you don't understand what parents, they don't know what we know. They don't know, you know, even though it's their child and they're the first instructor and all those things were taught, most parents really don't know how to talk to a child at their level. That's what we go to school for. That's, you know, we, you know, learn how to do that. And so when you've dealt with parents, what were some of the techniques that you used and do currently use to get the parents to pretty much, you know, not admit that they're not sure, but get them to see this might be a better way to get this child? Because you do have a checklist. There are interaction ideas where, you know, parents are like, I don't know how, but you know how. So what are some of the techniques and tools that you teach to get the parents to interact with their children where they don't take offense to the technique, if that makes any sense?
Right. I understand what you're saying. You know, I think there's a statement that you can say, and that is, here's how we do it. Mm-hmm. And just come at it from a, the kind of the, we all know as early educators that if you want a child to do something, you tell them what they can do, not what they cannot do.
Right.
Or you tell them, you know, do it this way, or you give them two or three choices depending on the age of the child. And we all know that with toddlers, the second choice you give them is pretty much the choice that they're going to take. These are kind of like insider tips for those people who hang out with kids all day.
Right.
And so the parents can learn that by us just simply saying it in a conversational tone, not as a way of correction, you know what I mean?
And
modeling and nurturing the parents. But I think that it's really important for us to help parents understand the developmental stages of their children.
You know,
what is typical for a 9-month-old or a 14-month-old or a 24-month-old? You know, the things that they should be able to do and the things that they cannot do right now.
Right.
So their expectations are realistic and healthy, you know, for that child. I think it's also really important for us to understand parents because they have developmental stages as well. And, right. And so as a parent of a, you know, an expectant parent, they are in what's called the image making stage of parenting. They're just kind of projecting what it will be like and looking at themselves and what it might be like to be a parent and looking back at their own childhood and how they want to replicate or not replicate what they experienced and just all of that reflection that comes in with getting ready for a baby. And then
yes.
They have the baby and then they are in this nurturing stage. But, you know, it's kind of hard to know exactly how to nurture your baby without a little bit of support.
Right. Absolutely.
And so early childhood educators can give, especially the infant toddler teachers, it's one of their biggest roles is to support and kind of gird up the parents of those babies and help them to understand what, you know, what's going on with their child.
Absolutely. And, you know, you hit the nail on the head when you mentioned about here's how we do it. Because sometimes some parents don't know to ask. And right now we're dealing with the Bexar County Seed Project with TXAYC, and we're doing ASQs, and it's allowing the parent to do the assessment on their child. And some my schools that are doing it, teachers are like, you know, how do we talk with the parents? How do we let them know? And I'm glad you mentioned that term, here's how we do it. And I always let them know, this is what we do here, X, Y, and Z. Now, what are some things you do at home? Because you don't ever want the parents to feel like, I'm wrong. You're basically saying I'm a bad parent. And that's the side to parent coaching is you're coaching. You're helping the parents understand their child. You're helping them understand developmentally where they are. So I appreciate you saying, you know, when it's time to have that conversation, here's how we do it. So that way the parents can understand what we do here at the center. They get a better glimpse of, you know, how we teach them and nurture them. And with them being babies, you know, there was a time where there wasn't a lot of assessments and coaching concerning, you know, babies, but now it's a thing. It's everywhere, you know? And so, you know, when looking at Nurture Noggin, and I love the layout. I love the checklist because a lot of new parents, oh my God, what do I do first? You know, and it's almost like one of those things where as soon as the baby's born, you want to give them this checklist of you have a new baby, now what? And, you know, give them those coaching tips. So that is all. So that's awesome. Those points that you make out, you know, especially with how their brains are developing and different tools that they can use at home to help, you know, facilitate that development. So what are some benefits for parents going to Nurture Noggin where they don't feel like someone is trying to overshadow their parenting style?
I think the benefit of Nurtured Noggins and of any program, I mean, I'm sure there's many people listening who are doing the same thing that I'm doing, which is supporting brand new mamas and dads. The benefit is just to acknowledge that they are the one who is the expert on their child. They're the one who's with them 24/7. And so that needs to be spoken, you know, instead that's why I love ASQ because the parent does the assessment, you know, and is able to tell the teacher, this is what we see at home. And it also gives them the ability to look at their child with a little bit different eyes, because when you look through that assessment tool, you are looking for things that you might not have looked for before. And and so with Nurtured Noggins, what we do is we give parents ideas on how to interact with and respond to their baby in a way that connects the two of them in the way that needs to happen. You know, we know that attachment and trust in the first year of development is the foundation for emotional growth for the rest of life. And so it is so imperative that people understand how to connect with their baby. So we don't try at Nurtured Noggins to tell people how to do it. We just want to give them the information to make a very informed decision, a child-centered and kind-hearted decision mm-hmm. about how to parent and not tell them exactly what to do, because every parent is going to do it differently.
Right.
And they do it in a way that is unique to them, to their family, to their everything about them is unique, and especially their parent-child relationship.
Right. Very much so. Very unique. And golly, Nurtured Noggin is just is a one-stop shop for new parents. And, if you are a new parent or you are an administrator, go check out Nurtured Noggins. It is definitely a place, and the website is just so cute and so family friendly. It's not, black and white and, boring colors. It's really appealing to the eye, and colors appeal me, and it's really appealing, very, very warm. They really took the time to really make this website very family friendly, very user friendly, to make sure that you as a parent, even you as a director or an owner, giving this information, passing it down to your new moms who are stressed out because they do not know how to, they have this little bundle of joy in their lap and they have no idea what to do. Nurtured mm-hmm. Noggin is your first stop. Don't go to anyone else. Don't Pasco. Don't collect $200. Go to mm-hmm. Nurtured Noggin. Everything you need is right there at Nurtured Noggin. So that's amazing. So what is the one big piece of advice that you can give new moms as a parent coach? As a coach in general, our job is to facilitate, and make our client or our parents feel welcome and feel special in what they're doing, and give them some tips to enhance what they're already doing. And so as a parent coach, what is your one piece of advice for new moms?
No, I think that would be to keep in mind that there's sort of two simultaneous tracks that we go down as a parent. And I call it soul and strategy. Mm-hmm. We have this soul path of parenting, and it begins the moment you find out you're going to have a baby, whether you're going to deliver right. it or adopt it or whatever.
Right.
When your mind starts thinking, I'm going to be a parent, then there is some internal work that begins and continues until, well, forever.
Right.
And so we are thinking about what our intentions are and reflecting on what it is that we said to that child and what is the repercussions of what we said and how can we, fix that if we need to or whatever. Just the importance of being really gracious and patient with yourself as you go through this parenting journey, especially in the first year. It's a process. It takes time. You have to learn to trust yourself, trust those instincts, that gut mama thing that we all have.
Yes.
That kind of comes out when you become a parent. You didn't even know it was there. And just trusting your baby, trusting yourself. So that would be the soul path. And then the strategy path, it's just all the how-tos of life with a child. And that's what we might consider like as a parenting hack. How do I do this? What do I, when do I start this baby on solids? Or how can I get him to sleep through the night? All of those questions that parents have. We've got to find somebody that can help us answer those questions. And that might be, a family member. Some folks are lucky enough to have a mom nearby or an aunt or a family member who's right there with you, but not everybody's got that. So if you don't have that, then you have to find a little community of folks that you can turn to for support and advice. And so that's one of the pieces that Nurtured Noggins is trying to fill is for mm-hmm. the folks who don't have that immediate person that they can ask their questions. We would like to be able to help with those situations.
Absolutely. And not feel embarrassed or ashamed if you don't have the answer, because, I'm not a mom, but, I've been doing this profession for 22 years and, I have a mom to a lot of daycare babies, school age babies. Sure. I mean, so I have parents even now ask me, you know, Mr. Sean, how do I do this? How do I do that? And some days I feel so horrible because I'm like, I'm not a mom. I didn't birth this child, but I'm with your child more than you, you know, more than you are. I'm the daycare mom. I'm, you know, mm-hmm. we have shared custody. And they listen to what I have to say. And all I can say is, this is what we do, but what do you think? And I always put it back on, what do you think? Or what would you like? Because I know the scientific reason why we do this, but you know, the emotional, as a mom, you have that connection. You know, that emotional side of your child, of your baby, because you carried them or you spend, you know, every waking hour with them. And so, you know, I would definitely approve and support Nurtured Moms, Nurtured Noggins, Nurtured Moms. Maybe that might be a spinoff, Nurtured Noggins, because, it's going to help facilitate that middle ground of unsure. You know, right. I don't know how. And we are, as educators, are mindful and conscious not to use big words. So that way we won't confuse the parents, because I have to be careful with that too. Not to confuse them when saying, you know, we have gross motor, fine motor. These are the things that we implement in the classroom, blah, 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 because those are words that they don't know. Like, do they jump? Do they crawl? Do they walk? What do they do? And so, right. you know, dealing with, you know, the little ones. And I started in the infant room as well when I was a junior in high school. And, you know, if you are a new mom, you know, I definitely and strongly suggest Nurtured Noggins, because it's really going to help, you know, it's going to help that transition of, I don't know what to do there. You know, I don't know how to handle this. And even if you are a administrator or educator or owner, have that resource room available and put Nurtured Noggins in that resource room. You know, I will give you all the website information and social media and all that stuff. So that way you can help support this amazing business that is helping bridge the communication with parents and educators, and new moms and new dads. You know, we are living in a world now where dads are getting maternity leave so they can be at home with the new mom, and dads are, you know, doing the, you know, the skin to skin when the birth of the new baby and all those different things. So Nurtured Noggins is just not for moms. There were some dads in, you know, interacting on the website as well. So that is amazing. So if someone is interested in your services and how they can contact you, how would they go about doing that?
The simplest way would be to find me on Facebook. Nurtured Noggins has a page. And so if you just search Nurtured Noggins, you can find me there. You can just message me there in Facebook, or you can email me, Anne at Nurtured Noggins. And I'd love to chat or answer any questions that come up. So
awesome.
I would like to just say that, you know, for all of the early childhood teachers out there, I know that you are partners in the parenting process, as you mm-hmm. spend so many hours a day with children, and you love those kids in a way that the parents can see and connect with, and that's what enables them to trust you with their child. And it really is a team effort, and I applaud your hard work. I know it's really hard work to work in your industry.
Absolutely. So, you know, and the awesome thing about you, Anne, is that you are in the industry as well. I don't mean to sound this way it's going to sound, but you've done your time too. you've been, you know, in the classroom, you have been, you know, involved, you know, with parents and doing all of the things that, you know, the educators are doing nowadays. And so I commend you for staying abreast on, you know, what's going on in the profession, because Lord knows it changes. And mm-hmm. it's hard to keep up with the change. It's hard to keep up with, you know, everything that's going on in early childhood, because there's just so much, you know, so much to do. So yes, you guys, you can email her at Nurture. You can, you know, find her on Facebook, Anne McKittrick. You can also go to Facebook and search Nurtured Noggins, and you will find her. Same with Instagram. But on Instagram, it's Nurtured_Noggins. And then for Pinterest, it is Nurtured Noggins as well. So, you know, definitely a good, resource, and everyone, you know, being in, you know, and she's also a trainer like myself. So I know what I'm about to say, she's heard before, you know, mm-hmm. as educators, and even parents, we should have a toolbox, and it could either be a Dropbox or it could be a folder on your laptop, but there's a toolbox that you keep all of your, tools that you're going to need, or all of your little nuggets that you need. And so put this in your toolbox, put this in that toolbox that's going to help, you be a better version of yourself, not changing yourself, but just be a better version of yourself. So that's awesome. So we're going to wrap this up with one more impromptu topic. So, Anne, is there anything else? This is anything else that you want our listeners to know? Because we do have listeners. I'm amazed at, you know, how far we have our listeners. They're literally all over the world. And so we are so thankful for that. But is there any, you know, last piece of advice or some last wisdoms and nuggets that you want to drop for us?
I would just like to encourage parents to embrace and love what they are doing. I know it's such a cliche, but truly these years, the days feel long, but the years are just so fast. And there are just so many things that connect us as parents, and to embrace that connection and to find your people that you can learn from and be with, and just spend time with other moms, share the experience with others, and let your kids run around and play together, and just create spaces for other folks as you are going through these years with your children as they're really young.
Absolutely. So take, you know, what the nuggets that Anne has given us, and I'm definitely going to use this in the things that I do, and put it into all of my little segments and stuff, Nurtured Noggins, because a lot of parents need that extra support, you know, and especially with everybody being, you know, on edge with COVID and now Delta, and parents can be stressed out, and you don't have to go anywhere else to go look up Nurtured Noggins. You can look it up from your phone, from your iMac, from wherever you are, your Android device. You know, you don't have to, you know, search far and wide for that support. Nurtured Noggins is right there. We, you know, they're right here. Anne's right here. You know, there are several ways that you can contact her and her business, so that way she can be up. And it's all about being support. It's about being support, just like there are lat specialists that help moms learn, teach moms how to help the child, the baby, latch when it's time for feeding. That's, you know, they're a lactation specialist, they're a support system, they're an extra village, they're more villagers for your village. And so let Anne and her business, Nurtured Noggins, be another villager for your parenting village, because it's not easy. And my slogan for my business is, it's takes a village to raise a child, but it takes knowledge to know how. It takes knowledge to know what you are doing and what's going to work best for your child. Not all of, you know, everything we do is going to work for every child. You know, Nurtured Noggins is going to help you figure out what works best for you. So that is awesome. So lastly, we have an affiliate code that if you are a professional out there and you're trying to stay organized or trying to keep your business going and flowing and flourishing, you can go to thrivingchildcare.com, enter the code word Rashawn, that's in all caps, RESHAUNWEBB, all one word, to receive 25% off of your purchase using this code. It's an amazing website that has some amazing things to keep every director, owner organized in this business. Know when to make payments, know when tuition's due, all of that stuff that we can get really stressed out about, because it's a lot to running a childcare business. So with that being said, thank you for joining me this week on the Early Childhood Coach with a Childcare Experience. You can check us out on Facebook, Early Childhood Coach with a Childcare Experience, or you can email us at childcaremedia@yahoo.com. We are located on most of the major podcast platforms. Just search for us and subscribe. As always, subscribe to join our tribe to catch all new episodes and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you some fresh content. And until next time, thank you, Anne, for joining us. We appreciate it. You guys go check out Nurtured Noggins and let her be an awesome toolbox for you. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rishon. I just so loved it.